When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to All the Small Games, a weekly indie games podcast. My name is Andrew Levins, and my regular co-host John Valenzuela is in Scotland at the moment, which means usually I would be like, either just be like, you know, I'm not going to do a podcast this week, or I'm going to try and do one by myself, which would not be fun. So instead, I've thought of the most fun possible option. I have two special guests with me this week. What are your names?
Archie.
And?
Tilly.
Archie, how old are you?
5.
Tilly, how old are you?
3.
And what game are we talking about today, Tilly?
Goose Game.
Archie, what's it called?
Untitled Goose Game.
Very good. It's been made by a Melbourne... Do you know this game was made in Melbourne, Archie? Yeah. Made in Melbourne by a group called House House. We've talked about it on the show a few times. John, when he played it, he finished it like the day it came out. But we only just finished it last week because we played it as a family, and where a lot of people, I think, were saying that this game only took them like an hour and a half to finish, my current playtime of Untitled Goose Game is over 6 hours. It took us a long time to finish, huh?
Yeah, because in the pub, it was really hard to get in, and when we were trying to get home with that bell, they kept trying to get the bell, but where are they gonna put the bell if the place where it's gotten from is broken?
There's so many good questions that are raised by this game. I should put a warning out there. If you've not finished Untitled Goose Game, we're going to be talking about the entire game, so if you're worried about spoilers for Untitled Goose Game, we don't want to wreck anything, right? Ruin it.
Yeah. But also, I thought the game was finished, but there's more notes that we have to do.
So we're not really finished. Tilly, don't play with the recorder. I just got really loud for a second. Don't touch that. That makes it go really loud, okay?
Daddy?
Yeah?
Where did the boat went? Boat went somewhere, but the butterfly went to go to the box.
What? The butterfly game?
Yeah.
What? Tell me about what is Untitled Goose Game about? Who do you play as?
Play with the goose game.
Yeah. And what happens when you press the Y button, Tilly?
Honk honk.
And so you played it heaps of times, but you just run around in circles going honk 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 honk.
But Daddy.
Yeah.
When the gate's broken, you can go like Winnie Minnie Mouse went in the box and the green went in the box. He was getting the glasses.
So Archie, was this a funny game?
Yes.
What? Tell me, how do you play Untitled Goose Game?
Like, you have to try and cross off the list and do what you have to do.
So yeah, you play as a goose and
you have to try and get the bell.
Yeah, so that's your ultimate goal. But when you start the game, you're just a goose in a garden, and you've got to break into a farmer's little garden. And what do you help people?
No.
What do you do as the goose?
You do silly stuff and like, in the pub it says you have to drop a canal. I mean, a flying glass in the canal.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Like basically, would you say that the goose is a nice guy or a jerk?
Jerk. Jerky jerk.
What do you want to do, Tilly? Do you want this coaster? if you could compare the goose in Entitled Goose Game to either you or Tilly, who would you say the goose is more like?
Tilly.
Hey Tilly, are you a jerk?
No.
I am definitely not a jerk.
so you play as the goose. You have to basically ruin all these people's days. Isn't that right? You have to just be a pest. And you start in a garden where you have to like just ruin the farmer's day. Do you remember some of the things we did to the farmer?
Have a picnic.
Oh yeah, we stole all of his stuff and put it on a picnic rug, and we made him go near the sprinkler, and then we turned the sprinkler on so he got all wet. We stole his hat. We stole all these things.
And we made him hammer his farm, and then we went out the door to do another thing. What was it called again?
So the second level is the street level, where there's a shop. Do you remember some of the things that we did in that level? Because there's one kid in there who wears glasses, and that kid is scared of...
the goose.
Like petrified of the goose. And so what happens when you like honk at him?
He runs away.
And we trapped him in a phone booth, and we stole his glasses. We stole his remote control car. What is he playing? Is he playing with a soccer ball and a... It's a plane, isn't it? He has a little plane. Yeah.
And we have to make him buy back his own stuff.
Oh, yeah, totally. There's so many... It's multi-layered how much of a jerk you can be as this mean goose. Did you ever feel bad when you were being mean to all the people in the town?
Yes.
Really?
I was scared.
Oh, yeah, this game made you really stressed out. What was like the... So you would laugh. Like, it was a pretty funny game, right?
But I was like... I'm scared. You can't do this.
So this is a game. What it is it? There's a game, kind of game called a stealth game. And a stealth game is essentially, usually you play like a spy and you have to sneak past your enemies and like infiltrate their base and steal stuff from their base. So Untitled Goose Game is a stealth game because you're a goose and you have to sneak past all the humans.
And in the farmer one, you have to steal the keys so the farmer can't get in, but you can get in.
Yeah, it's almost like stealing the like access codes to the nuclear device, right?
Yeah, but the farmer can't fit through that hole, and he doesn't even know where that hole is.
Tilly, did you feel bad for the farmer when we stole his hat?
Yeah.
Did he make you sad or did he make you laugh?
Laugh.
If you were a goose, what would you do?
Hit.
You would hit? who would you hit?
Sagat.
That's a good one.
Zombie.
No, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. What we are doing is we're going to talk about the third area. So we have the garden, and then you have the street with the little market in it, and then you get into an area where it's two neighbors who live either side of each other. And that was where we had the most fun because one of the neighbors has a goose statue, remember? And the goose is wearing... Do you remember what the statue of the goose is wearing, Tilly?
Bow tie!
A bow tie. And so you steal it and you pretend to be... You pretend to be the goose statue, and then one of the neighbors puts the bow on you.
And the fourth area is the one that the pub.
Yeah.
And you can't figure out how to go in there because how do you do it?
There's someone blocking you.
Yeah. And
so how do you get past him?
You go in a box because the lady takes the box inside the pub and then you're in the pub.
So the moments that really stressed you out were when I was going to get caught. So I'd be trying to run away with something and then someone would be chasing after me. And sometimes it got you so stressed that you would have to leave the room. Do you remember? Yeah. Why did it make you stressed?
Because then you have to get back in, or then the lady would think that the goose is in the box, so she wouldn't let the goose in the box. She wouldn't take the box.
So after the pub is the final area,
which is the toy town where there's no grown-ups or people. It's just you were trying to get the.
It's like a miniature world, right? Like it's like a golf course or something like that. But what's at the very end of it?
You have to steal the bell, but you don't know how because the bell is so high and you can't jump.
And so you break open this building.
Yeah.
And
you have to take it home. But when you did it, you were like, oh, I can go there, but you couldn't, so you have to take it all the way.
All the way back through all the levels that you've done so far. You have to do it with a bell. And the problem is when you run with the bell, what happens?
It rings and then everyone wants to steal the bell.
Why do you think they wanted to steal the bell off you?
Because someone was like, where is all our bells? And then everyone is like...
Yeah, because we didn't talk about that. So at the goose's house, what is there?
A bunch of bells.
Just in a hole. He has a hole full of bells. So how many times do you reckon this is just something that the goose does all the time? He just creates havoc in the town to distract everyone and then steals the bell from the miniature world?
Yes!
How would that make you feel if you were in a town where you knew that there was a goose that stole the bell from the miniature town like once a week? Would you try and stop the goose?
Yes, I would chop it.
You would chop the goose? Like, would you chop like his legs off or?
I would try to slow him down with a box.
Oh, right.
So the goose wouldn't go out of the box. But there might be a thing that a code, that he can do a code and it would say quack, quacked two times. Quack, quack, and then it'll let you out of the box.
Okay, that seems confusing. Tilly, did you like Untitled Goose Game?
But no, if Daddy goes in the box, I will go in this, and then I will go in the box. But the Teddy will rather go in the box than the Gully Galley.
Thank you for your input. Archie, did you like Untitled Goose Game?
Yes!
Yeah, okay, great. So if you could make this game better, what would you do?
Make the goose realize that he has to give all the bells back.
Oh, so you would like a version of this game where you be a nice goose?
Yeah, and give all the bells back.
Right, so a sequel to the game is the goose having to, like, right his wrongs and do right in the world and so fix all the people's problems. You would like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just do, like, he's a nice... Would it be a different goose? Like maybe the goose's brother comes
and then he's
the nice goose,
and then he tells the goose to be nice.
Or do they have a fight first? It's like the final level. You've got to fight the original goose.
Yes.
How do you fight? How would a goose fight happen?
Like quack 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 quack. Oh,
a honk off.
Yeah.
They just honk at each other.
And then they try to kick each other, and then the other one falls inside it, and then they throw the bells at each other. And then everyone comes to try and get the bells, and then they put them in the right places and build up the miniature world.
So there was, yeah, there was a garden, there was the street, there was the pub, there was the neighbours, like the houses, and there was the miniature world. Are there any levels that you would like to see in a future Untitled Goose Game?
No.
No, you reckon it was perfect? 5 levels is enough?
Actually, I think 100.
Any ideas for like what kind of places would like maybe the goose at a zoo?
Yeah, and try to steal the animals.
What about like a goose in space? Untitled Space Goose Game.
Yeah.
What kind of things would the goose do in space?
Try to steal a bit of a planet.
So he's a really big goose.
and then go down to Earth and drop it in the water.
Tilly, what would you like to do in a future Goose Game?
The Goose Game went in the box and they would try to get the balls, but the box went into the forest.
Right, and if you could make it, like, would you like to have a goose as a pet? A pet goose?
No.
What if they made a new game called Untitled Bunny Game? Would you like that? Because, careful, that maybe make less noise with your chair. That's a podcaster pro tip. You too, Archie. So, what would happen in a bunny game? What would you do in a bunny game?
You're the other boy.
Are you guys being too silly now? Is it getting too late?
When I had a bone, the bunny went hiding. The bunny was hiding the bone, and he said, "You're the bunny had a bone."
What about?
And also in the Untitled Bunny Game, it could be like the bunny is trying to hop and get all the carrots from the world.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's it.
And get the golden carrot for like a bell.
Oh, instead of a bell, right? Okay.
And the other bunny didn't eat some carrots, and it tried to find a carrot in her tummy.
Ow!
All right, so let's score the game. How many bells out of five would you give Untitled Goose Game?
Zero.
Zero. It was a terrible game. You didn't like it.
No, 50.
50 out of 5. That's pretty good.
1,000,000.
Okay, right. 1,000,000. A very, very easy to count to number. Tilly, how many bells out of 5 would you give Untitled Goose Game?
Bagger.
Very, very good stuff. Is this your favorite game that you've ever played, Archie?
Maybe.
What other games do you like playing?
What's that game that you have to verse someone?
Tetris?
Yes.
You like Puyo Puyo Tetris?
No, you have to verse someone like that game where the first one to put their phone down.
Oh, 1-2 Switch?
Yeah, 1-2.
You're the only person in the world who likes that game. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, they interviewed every single person in the world and no one likes it except you.
Really? Take the microphone and put it in the bin.
Okay. Do you know that there's a game called Duck Game as well? And you play as a bunch of ducks. And there's like, you can have 4 players and you each play a duck, but the ducks have guns and you have to shoot at each other. Do you reckon that sounds better or worse than Untitled Goose Game?
Worse.
Tilly, what's your favorite game?
My favorite bunny game went in and I can't get the dummy out of the bag and the bunny was trying to get the dummies.
It's a great game. What platform is that available on again?
The Palaguli.
Of course. And it's on Steam as well. Okay, well, Archie, before we wrap this one up, I want to talk about quickly another indie game that you've been playing. I know you're a big fan of the iPad game Wordscapes. Which is a game where you like unjumble words.
But you don't have to make it with all the letters.
Yep. I introduced you to another similar game, which was on Apple Arcade called Word Laces.
Yeah, I know that game. And there's also a game called Wordscapes in Bloom and also Word... something cha word starting words and then a word that has starting with cha.
So your favorite games are games with words in them.
Yeah.
Like you like educational games where you do spelling and maths and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So what if there was like an Untitled Goose Game where he
had to do a lot of word searches and stuff that has words.
Would he still be a jerk about it, or would he just wants to learn?
He will still be a jerk about it. He's trying to do like.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you for your input today, guys. Oh, wait, Wordscapes or Word Laces? What do you prefer?
Both.
Okay, great answer. And Tilly, which games do you plan to play over summer? Peppa Pig and Dora. Have you got Peppa Pig and Dora games?
Yeah.
What do you play those on?
There was some Newzool, but I couldn't get out them from Newzool.
Okay, that sounds...
But they're actually from the iPad.
Oh, iPad games. Is iPad your favorite system to play games on?
Yes.
Do you like
and the video.
Do you think you like the Nintendo? Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. What games are you looking forward to over summer? You got any hot tips for games coming out this summer?
Yes.
Which game?
Remember that board game? I mean, like, that's game, Shovel Knight Dig.
Oh, yeah. You're looking forward to that one? That's a great answer.
And Shovel Knight.
Yeah, the Shovel Knight Dig game. I don't know when it's coming out, but there's a new Shovel Knight coming out on December 12th, I think, is the final campaign for Shovel Knight. So look forward to that one. Are you going to play that with me?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. And there's also, you know, there's a game where you can fight. There's all the different knights in the Shovel Knight games. We should play that one too.
Yes!
Okay, great. Sounds excellent. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me on this extra special episode of All the Small Games. Tilly, is there any last words you'd like to say?
The kitty cat went in the box and he went fell out.
Thank you, Tilly. Thanks for joining us, Archie. Appreciate your input as always. You've become a podcast professional now. Is there any final words you want to leave everyone with?
Bye.
Sage advice. My name's Levins. You can catch me back again next week with John Valenzuela when he returns from his European holiday. Has he been playing games or has he just been posing for photos with owls? You can check out his European adventures by following him on Instagram at 16tacos.
What do you mean that?
he's in Scotland right now. I'll show you. There's a photo of John with an owl. It's pretty cute.
Owl?
Yeah, like an owl.
A real owl?
Untitled owl game. I'm at LevDog on Instagram and Twitter. There's some pretty cute photos of Archie and Tilly on there, plus some other stuff as well. Please listen to my other podcasts, Hey Fam and Serious Issues. And actually, if you are a fan of Sans Pants and the newly minted Sans Pants podcast, Total Reboot, Alexi Toliopoulos, one of the hosts, he and I just recorded a new podcast together, which is going to be a Sans Pants Plus exclusive. So look forward to that. Get in touch with the show by emailing us, allthesmallgames@gmail.com. We are on Twitter at allthesmallgame and facebook.com/allthesmallgames. Archie, any questions that you want to ask John for next week?
Where are they going to put the bell?
Okay. I'll ask him. So look forward to the answer to that next week. Thank you so much for listening. And bye, everybody. Everyone say bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, go to sleep.
What?
Go to bed.
Right now.
Right now, go to bed.
I can't without brushing my teeth.
Okay, you got me. See you later. Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.